Yes, I think the people from Hawaii coming up. I have a grandson who's playing over in Las Vegas, and he's highly recruited by Michigan State and several schools. Jacob Pulu, Apisa Isaiah, he plays for Bishop Gorman, which took three mythical national championships in a row. But that being said, I mean, Jacob is a good kid. He's a big boy, but he has a great head on his shoulders. He can think for himself, and he's not into looking at athletically, but he's looking at what happens after life, after the NFL years, that kind of stuff.
And you said Jacob is in Las Vegas, Bob?
Yes, he is. He plays for Bishop Gorman, the number one school in the country.
And what year is he?
He'll be a senior.
He'll be a senior this upcoming year. And what position?
He's an offensive tackle, and he's about just below 6'4", and he's pretty strong. There's not an ounce of fat on him. He's about 280, 285.
Wow.
Buck up a little bit. And he carries between a 3.5, 3.7 grade point average. So any and all schools, including the Ivy League schools, have recruited him. So I'm blessed to have a grandson like that. But he's a mild-mannered kid. If you see him, if you talk to him, it's all yes or no, sir. Just mild-mannered.
He comes from a great family, Bob. I'm not surprised. How much would that mean to you if he was to come here at Michigan State and play?
I mean a lot. I mean a great deal. Matter of fact, he'll be coming up for the induction on the 29th.
Right.
He plays DeMartha. They play DeMartha or someone of a great caliber of school on the 28th. Mm-hmm. So he's missing that game, but he's flying up after that for the 29th and 30th.
Love that. Bob, what do you have planned for your speech? Have you thought about it yet?
You know what? I'm tickled and I'm privileged. But the fact of the matter is we've got other great athletes coming aboard. And I think of and those that preceded us to the Hall of Fame. We would like for them, with great humility, to accept us, whatever goods and whatever we can bring to them to contribute to their personal legacies. But I do know that I am just floorboarded, and I'm looking forward to the event very much.
Joe Baum, Bob Castleman, Kristen Haney, Dr. Clarence Underwood. Have you talked to any of those individuals after getting the call from Mark Hollis that you will be a part of that class? Have you talked to any of them yet, Bob?
Unfortunately, I don't have their numbers.
Right.
But I want to congratulate every single one of them. I know they're worthy of that choice, and I'm just happy to be coming along with their on the coattails of those entrants. So happy.
Final question for you, Bob. What advice would you give this year's MSU football team and head coach Mark D'Antonio, coming off a 3-9 season, dealing with the off-the-field sexual assault charges that have brought about a dark cloud over the program? What would you say to the young men who are doing it the right way on this roster, and also Coach D'Antonio, who is right now pulling his hair out trying to deal with all of this?
I'm a strong proponent of Coach Mark D'Antonio. I think he's going to get that ship righted. The program needed a little revision there. Okay, I mean if you become so enthused with the players coming in, and these players think that they are in endowed for that, and mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is the point. They need to do their jobs. They need to do their job and make sure that they contribute to the program. Don't come in there with feeling that this is something that they're entitled to it, because we don't take entitlement, okay? You have to earn that, and you have to be a team player. When we played, if a guy drank beer, everybody would be on his case. But nowadays, if somebody does something egregious, such as a sexual attack or something, they should be dismissed. And I honor that. I'm for that. I'm with Mark D'Antoni all the way on that. So he's done the right thing. He's cleaning house, but we will come back. We will come back. Michigan State always comes back. Remember, in 64, when I was a freshman, and we couldn't play, we ended up with a 4-5 record, and we were the 20th ranked team in the country. Look what happened in the following 2 years. That speaks for itself.
Bob Apiza, two-time All-American fullback for the championship-winning 1965-66 MSU football team. He will be inducted into the Michigan State Athletics Hall of Fame this coming September. Bob, it has been a pleasure having you on our airwaves. Looking forward to seeing you in September when you come to, of course, accept that great honor.
Well, I look forward to it. And thank you very kindly for your support. And best to the people of the Wolverine State.
You're listening to Current State on WKAR. Williamston, Michigan is a city of about 3,800 residents in Ingham County. Mayor Tammy Gilroy, a Williamston native, spoke with Brooke Allen earlier this week during our Monday Morning with the Mayor segment on 90.5 FM during Morning Edition. Mayor Gilroy gets things started by recalling her early days in office.
I've been the mayor since last December of 2016 when my fellow council members voted me unanimously into the position.
And you say that Williamston is in your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm fourth generation living there in Williamston. And the funny story is that my great-grandparents and grandparents lived across the street from each other, and I live five houses away from my mom and dad. So you just cannot take the girl out of the city.
So you are actually the epitome of public servant because you're not only the mayor of Williamston, you wear a couple different hats.
I do. So my husband calls it my midlife crisis, but 4 years ago I became a reserve officer for the Williamston Police Department. And came home and said, "Hey, honey, what do you think about this opportunity?" And he said, "Okay, sure, let's go ahead." And then it just kind of unfolded from there. I got involved with city government by being seated on the Economic Development Corporation 5 years ago. And the funny story is there was an article in the Williamson Enterprise that they didn't have enough names to fill the ballot for the general election in November of 2013. So with 2 weeks prior to the election, I made flyers, I went door to door, and I ended up coming in second in the write-in candidacy, but didn't win. But that's when I launched my full-on campaign for 2015 for city council.
What do you want to do next after mayor?
You know, I think I'm pretty content with that because, again, I'm a city girl. I love Williamston. It's a generational community. There are families that have been there for 5-6 generations. If you go down our city streets or out through our rural community, there are names of our families that have grown up and raised their families there on those city street signs. So it's pretty cool with that respect.
And Williamston has a new water tower or a beautifully painted water tower?
It is a brand new painted water tower, and that just happened this past spring. We decided it was time to give it a facelift. So our city engineer, Scott DeVries, worked with an architectural group, came up with a fantastic color scheme. It ties in our Williamston logo, which is our W, with the winding river for the Red Cedar River that flows through Williamston. And then also green and white because those are our school colors and also the colors of MSU, so you can't go wrong with that. But you can see it from the highway. You can see it from wherever you're at in town. And one of the really great things about our new paint scheme is that we added to it the tagline, "Welcome Home." And because, like I said earlier, we're a generational community. We have families that have moved away and come back, or kids that graduated from from Williamston and then moved back and raised their families there. So "Welcome Home" really has a significant meaning to our community. And I think it looks great. So anybody that drives by or comes into Williamston, when you see that, it's pretty exciting.
And you can see it from I-96.
You can see it from I-96. Yeah, it's awesome, to be very frank.
So you mentioned a council member, Kent Hall.
Yes.
And he had something to do with the water tower or with the saying welcome home?
Well, the welcome home saying, Kent Hall, who's one of my fellow council members, is also a Vietnam vet. And so, you know, when he shares his stories and when he goes out and speaks publicly, one of the things that he always recognizes is when those servicemen were coming home from Vietnam, from their tour of duties, they were always greeted with welcome home. When they see each other today at different events, those veterans, they still greet each other, welcome home. So it has that significance as well. And I think it's perfect that we have tied that into our community, because with our community, you know, we want you to live there. We want you to play there. We want you to stay there. So it's just a great tie-in. And Kent does so much for our veterans around our community and throughout the state. And he's just a really neat man. If you ever get a chance to meet him, sit down, talk to him, he's dynamic.
So what is one thing, if you could improve about Williamston, would you?
That's a tough question, because I think we have such diversity with our retail, our service. I would love to continue to improve on our downtown. One of the really great things that's happening in Williamston is our old community center was sold, which was a city property, but sold to Tim and Tracy Bass. It's now called the Commons. It's over by our football field. You can see it when you come in off the highway. They just had their grand opening, and it's a mixed-use building with retail, with a training center. They're going to, in their second phase, do a business incubator. There's going to be an event center that you can rent out. It's right next to the football field, so, you know, you can shop, go to watch a game. But without them coming in and buying that building from the city, that building probably would not have been there much longer. It also houses the Capillary District Library and the Williamston Senior Center.
Tammy Gilroy, she is the mayor of Williamston. And again, thank you so much for being here with us. Anyone driving by Williamston can look up and see the Welcome Home Tower.
Home is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home. I don't need a mansion on a hill that overlooks the sea. Anywhere you with me is home. Maybe I'm a rolling stone who won't amount to much, but everything that I hold dear is close enough to touch. For home is where it is, and my heart is anywhere you are. Anywhere you are, is home.
That's Current State for you today. We make the show here at the College of Communication Arts and Sciences at MSU. The show is produced by Brooke Allen, Katie Cook, Kevin Lavery, Jamie Paisley, Scott Pohl, Corel Vega, and our news director is Reginald Hardwick. WKAR's Director of Broadcasting is Susie Elkins. I'm your host, Peter Worf, and Current State is a production of Michigan State University Radio.
Maybe I'm a rolling stone who won't amount to much, but everything that I hold dear is close enough to touch. For home is where it is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home.